Medical Student Documentation, CMS, Relaxing of the Rules, by Sean Weiss. Since the beginning of time, not really, but since I can remember, medical student documentation was always limited in use by the treating physician to just the review of systems and past family and social history. However, that has all changed with CMS's release of MLN Matters number MM10412, which now allows for a much more robust use by the teaching physician of the medical student documentation captured during an encounter with a patient. But before you get too excited, just what might the change mean for your institution? CR10412 revises the Medicare Claims Processing Manual to allow the teaching physician to verify in the medical record any student documentation of components of E&M services, rather than redocumenting the work. The release of this MLN Matters number goes on to specifically state CMS is revising the Medicare Claims Processing Manual, Chapter 12, Section 100.1.1, to update policy on E&M documentation to allow the teaching physician to verify in the medical record any student documentation of components of E&M services, rather than redocumenting the work. Students may document services in the medical record. However, the teaching physician must verify in the medical record all student documentation or findings, including history, physical exam, and/or medical decision-making. The teaching physician must personally perform or re-perform the physical exam and the medical decision-making activities of the E&M service being billed, but may verify any student documentation of them in the medical record, rather than redocumenting this work. Yes, you are hearing this correctly. CMS is now saying the medical student can perform and document any portion of the medical record, but the attending or supervising physician must attest or verify in the record all findings or components of the E&M services. Oh, the issues I can see with this allowance by CMS. It does, however, cure the issue of providers not being able to take credit for medical student documentation and/or findings. But do you really think the physicians are going to document thoroughly enough to satisfy the requirements of CMS? The first thing to notice is how vague the guidelines are regarding the TP's obligations to documenting in the medical record. The alternative is to simply redo everything, which is what currently is in place. One other item that you must ensure TPs understand is that they must personally perform or re-perform the physical examination and/or medical decision-making portions in order to bill for the E&M services. Teaching physicians have had a lot of issues with ensuring proper attestations in the medical records they are responsible for over the years. Just ask any administrator at a teaching hospital or any auditor who has had to review the documentation. No offense to physicians, but the truth is, some can get very slack with their supervisory responsibilities, and CMS saying they're relaxing the requirements, wink wink, nod nod, may just be the kryptonite CMS has been searching for to penetrate the impenetrable walls of most teaching hospitals' compliance programs that have very strict guidelines in place to prevent problems. Beyond the attesting problems are some other major hurdles, such as, are you going to allow medical students access to the EMR? Right now, I do not know of many, if any, programs that provide access to medical students into the EMR. So, what is the supervising physician's most likely response to little Johnny saying, I can't access the EMR due to lack of credentials. Use mine. Now we have the unauthorized sharing of login credentials and potential access to PHI that could result in fines or worse. Here is my simple recommendation. Keep things as they currently are within your teaching hospital to avoid missteps, lack of supporting documentations by the TPs, and frustration with guidelines that, for the most part, provide no real benefit or administrative simplification. In my humble opinion, the work that the TPs and administrative staff will have to do outweighs the benefit of allowing medical students to perform more robust portions of the E&M services.